They want a story, I'ma tell them that. They wanna see I got the visions, want the change, I'll make the difference. And you know that I'll be searching till I bring it back. Yeah, I went through hell and back to find myself, but I am not the same as who I left. No, I am not the same, I'm reinvented from the head to toe. Still, I'm on that same road. Still, I'm gunning just to reach the payroll. Since I was like, yay, tally, yay, oh. I was always cooking, you was feeding up the day, oh. I ain't really know it, but I should, though. I ain't really get it, but I could, though. Something about the distance got me shook, though. And so far, I don't cares and I don't know. But I've been hiding from the part of me, still keep it close. My tired face, my normal face, so you know that ain't changed. I gotta go, I gotta check, so you know I can't stay. Yeah, you know I can't stay. And I see the sun, it sets down on my tired city. Wind blowing on my face, I wonder if it's drifting to somewhere far away. I like to come along, yeah. I like to come along, yeah. Oh, I like to come along, yeah. I see the sun, it sets down on my tired city. Wind blowing on my face, I wonder if it's drifting. Somewhere far away, I like to come along. I like to come along. Oh, I like to come along. Woke up right side of the bed, still broke, still dope, but it's all in my head. I got hope, got love, got spot on the edge. I got goals, got flows, and I'm trying to wear it. I might go deep, hoping you'll be okay. I can't wait until I see the day. No sleep, all dreams and pillowcases. Now we gon' see it's so amazing. No choice, but I ain't said control of me. Holds me down to the ground when I'm feeling so over me. Get surrounded by sounds, thinking this how it's supposed to be. I ain't feeling this only, and I ain't here with the rosary. But I got hope, got faith in this. I feel great, feel dope, trying to take a risk. So my friends, no clothes, gon' hate on this. See nice colors every day, no shade in this. And I see the sun, it sets down on my tired city. Wind blowing on my face, I wonder if it's drifting to somewhere far.
Everybody, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, Catskill Acre Hudson. Today we have a show about a little performance going on in the town of Catskill. We have some guests, but until then, we're going to play the news and weather, and we'll be right back.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Philip Pantuso and Lana Bellamy are reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Representatives Marcus Molinaro and Mike Lawler, January 12th, joined other members of the state GOP congressional delegation, now calling on U.S. Representative George Santos to resign. Freshman Hudson Valley Representative Molinaro said Santos should not continue to serve in the 118th Congress. He said in a statement, and I quote, George Santos's dishonesty has eroded his ability to represent his neighbors and serve in Congress. I don't see how he can continue, end quote. When asked for clarification, Molinaro's communications director, Dan Krantz, texted, and I quote, yes, that statement means he thinks he should resign, end quote. Molinaro failed to respond directly when asked about the $1,000 campaign contribution accepted by his campaign from then-candidate Santos. In a statement from his office, Lawler, Molinaro's 17th congressional district colleague, also said Santos should step down. He said, and I quote, it is clear that George Santos has lost the confidence and support of his party, his constituents, and his colleagues. With the extent and severity of the allegations against him, his inability to take full responsibility for his conduct, and the numerous investigations underway, I believe he is unable to fulfill his duties and should resign, end quote. 6 of 11 Republicans in New York's congressional delegation are now calling on Santos to quit. Lawler, Molinaro, former state GOP chair Nick Langworthy, Nick LaLota, Brandon Williams, and Anthony D'Esposito. However, U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik, the House Republican Conference Chair, who represents the 21st District in the North Country, has said nothing about Santos since the first New York Times story in December raising doubts about the biographical claims of the Long Island congressperson. Stefanik's office did not respond to multiple requests on January 12th for comment about Santos. During his run for Congress, Santos' campaign donated $12,000 to at least a dozen Republican candidates, seven of whom won their races. Three of the New York Republicans who received political contributions from Santos, U.S. Representative D'Esposito Nassau County Comptroller Elaine Phillips and Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney have returned the cash or pledged to do so. A fourth, Suffolk County Legislator Anthony Piccarello, said he would donate the money. Santos has said he will not resign and will only leave office if voted out. Read the full story in the Times Union. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A section of Greenport's Beecraft Firehouse has been ordered closed by the town code enforcement officer, citing structural damage. The firehouse is located at 257 County Route 14. The part of the building closed by code enforcement houses the fire department's tanker truck, so the department has moved the truck to the Livingston Fire Department more than 5 miles away. Fire Department Chief John Onifrichuk Jr. said, and I quote, "It's definitely affecting response time," end quote. The chief said, and I quote, "Firefighters need to drive roughly 8 minutes south to Livingston and 8 minutes back north with the truck. If the call is in the northern end of Greenport, that's another 8 to 10 minutes of response time," end quote. In December, large cracks were found in the cement block outer walls. Onifrichuk said, and I quote, "If you push hard enough on the front wall where the garage door is located, you can see it move," end quote. There is also water damage above the ceilings in the fire truck bays. Emergency repairs are slated to begin soon, but the chief said those repairs will not last forever. The company is exploring a plan to build a new firehouse on the site, a proposal similar to the $1.7 million plan rejected by fire district voters in November 2011 that would have added a three-bay garage adjacent to the existing building. The Beecraft Station building was built in 1931. Owner Freechuck said a single truck bay was added in the early 1960s and a second was added in the 1970s. Greenport is the second busiest fire district in Columbia County, logging close to 250 calls in 2022. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden reports for the Columbia paper that a representative of RUPCO, the Rural Ulster Preservation Company, recently toured the old Rojan School in Copeg to consider for possible housing. The main Rojan building was built in 1932 and has more than 97,000 square feet of space on 39.3 acres of land. The building has been vacant since 1999 when the Taconic Hill Schools District moved its students to the new K-12 campus on County Route 11A in Kerryville. Ancrum Town Board Member Bonnie Hunt, a member of the Rojan Workforce Housing Task Force, said she contacted RUPCO about the availability of the old school to get their assessment of the possibilities. Hunt said the nonprofit, and I quote, "seemed to be interested," end quote, in the Rojan building, which has extensive grounds, noting the organization prefers, and I quote, "rehabbing as opposed to building new," end quote. Board member Amy Gold, who went on the tour with the representative, said that the original intent was to assess the building for workforce housing. She said, though, the building, and I quote, "is in terrible disrepair," end quote, and much of it would have to be torn down, the representative thought there were elements of it that could be salvaged to maintain its historical designation. Gold said the RUPCO representative said, and I quote, "he could see it as a multi-use project with senior housing, affordable housing, a community center, and shops," end quote. Hunt said at this point the Rojan Task Force is just gathering information and is awaiting final word from RUPCO about whether the housing project at the old school is something the nonprofit wants to pursue. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 13th. And for those superstitious types out there, don't worry. I'm sure this winter will continue to be warm and hassle-free. Was that a mirror? Anyway, local early morning temperatures range from 38 degrees in Voorheesville to 54 already in Copaic. Regional average soil temperature is 36 degrees. And we have an official snow report in for 1 inch in Phoenicia and 1.1 inches in Great Barrington, Mass. Enjoy the warm temperatures while you still can. Temperatures peak at 10 a.m. hitting 51 degrees, then it drops, hitting the 30s by dark. Rain ends as snow, especially in the elevated areas, and all precipitation ceases by 10 p.m. We will see an overnight low of 27 degrees. Saturday will be windy. Wrap up well if you head out. Hats and gloves. We will get a high of 34 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, winds pick up a little and the temperature gently falls to 22 degrees. Sunday, still windy. High of 36, but the sun starts poking through, so don't forget the sunglasses if you're out trying to soak up some of the far and few photons. Monday looks dry, and we hit a high of 40 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:31 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have slipped to 15%, yet in the realm of sunspots, a new contender is expected to emerge, bringing those chances back up over the next few days. We also see Comet ZTF has reached perihelion. Its atmosphere is bursting and is almost visible to the naked eye, making it a great target for telescopes and binoculars. Solar wind speed is currently 413 kilometers per second at 5.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 MHz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2.6, quiet, and the current sunspot number is 151. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 90.7 FM, or Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. And today I'm joined by
DJ Sean Money, and we have a special guest.
Go by the name of Leon. What's going on, brothers?
Well, that's on the tongue.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, what you want to tell us about what's going on? You want to? I feel like you could do a way better job than I could.
Nah. We all in this together, you know?
Yeah, I got you.
So, basically, tomorrow I got a poetry and music event. And we focusing on a bunch of different things, you know. And one of the topics that we're focusing on is called New Beginnings. Because the New Year's came, so it's like New Year, New Start, New Beginnings. And basically we gather like different poets, different musicians. We got a comedian coming to focus on the New Beginnings theme in their own way.
Now that sounds mad tough. A comedian too?
Yeah.
And then some musicians, poetry. Now that sounds like a great event. What time is it too?
So it's at 5:30 tomorrow till 7:30 at Kerwin's Game Store. And my mom's cooking food too, Spanish food. If you guys know what Spanish food is like,
it's
gonna be amazing. It comes included when people come in, and we also have a lady baking freshly baked chocolate cookies.
Ooh, okay. So you got the dessert too.
Yes, sir.
Word. Now you're gonna have the dessert with entertainment. That right. Sounds like one.
Entertainment sounds tough. Get the laugh, read comics, get poetry.
So how long have you been putting this together now?
So I started putting it out about last year in January, right? So a lot of people were still like afraid to come out because of COVID and everything was happening. We did the first ones in Saugerties. The last one I did was in Shokan. We've been doing it in different places. And we've been really just focusing on the themes and creating an atmosphere of transparency.
Right.
You know, so it's like there's this whole show, this fun event, this, everything's going crazy, and everybody's enjoying themselves. But then we also like address some deep topics, you know? So atmosphere of transparency, that's what I'm always going for.
Are you going to be performing yourself?
I am.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. From one musician to another, like good luck. And like we kind of have a thing here at the clubhouse where we do different themes too. And the New Beginnings theme, that's tight. I love that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We got a little thing on like Wednesdays. It's called Tracks. It's like we take our little community and we do music and stuff like that. You feel me?
So that's beautiful, man.
Music is basically just the key to the soul.
And it's expression.
Right.
You know, so many people are struggling with depression, struggling with our mental health, you know, and it's like we have all these things bottling up inside us, but if we don't have a place to let it out or to be understood or It's tough.
Fell. I use music constantly, and you know, just cope. No, if I'm not playing it myself, I'm like piano or guitar. Then I'm gonna be like blasting it on my headphones or on a speaker, walking down the street.
And that's the beautiful thing about music. It's like we're able to express, but sometimes we can't even put into words like what we're going through, what we feel. So we hear a song, and somebody else is putting it into words for us. And we're like, yo, that's crazy because I relate to that, you know?
If a picture is worth 1,000 words, then music's worth, like, maybe, like, a trillion,
that.
At least, like, a quadrillion?
Something like that. It's something like that.
So, with that being said, we actually have one of your songs up here.
Beautiful.
Is that your?
Smile, correct? Leon Smile.
Okay.
Smile.
So, I wrote that song to talk about the genuine beauty of a genuine smile.
Really?
Because sometimes it's like, you have the fake smiles, you know, everybody's working and stuff, and you have to, like, put on a face, right? And you have, like, the genuine smile when it's, like, somebody's, like, enjoying life and seeing all the beautiful things that life has to offer instead of focusing on the negatives. So it's, like, when they're in that moment and they crack a smile, the beauty that comes with it.
Right. Yeah. And the beautiful thing is, like, how perfect music can capture that, and, like, and the bad moments, too. But you can choose to focus on, like, the good moments of, like, somebody's genuine smile, and I think that's just amazing.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. So without further ado, would you like to play that?
Yep. Here we go.
Bye. All right, look, I'm going to be completely honest, because I'm an honest person. I'm going to tell you if it's fire or not.
Hey, be honest with me, bro.
Copy. All right. See how to go.
Hold on.
I'm loving the way that you smile at me, making you laugh to your sound. Letting me know that you're proud.
All right.
Let me be honest. That is my favorite style. Watching my baby smile. It's so natural. Whether the good or the bad, the problems we had, you were there by my side. The bad or the good, we keep in the hood. What you want, we'll provide. And I mean it.
I need to hold this real fast. Hold on. Walk me through your process, like how you made this. Like what was your inspiration? Of course, was like a smile.
Yeah, but
how you come up with it?
Love. Because when you love somebody, man, you know, you start noticing the details.
Yeah, love do crazy things.
The things that you don't notice, that other people don't notice about somebody, you notice, and you're like, whoa, you have an amazing smile.
Like even something like nasty as a sneeze when somebody you love is like,
oh my god, that's mad cute. Like,
and it's usually something that the other is insecure about. It's usually that one of those things that they don't like about themselves.
Yeah.
And you notice, you're like, wow, this is beautiful.
Right.
You know?
Like for example, like if your partner was to have a lisp, you'd be like, oh my god, most people don't notice that. Like you'd be like, wow, that's kind of cute.
Literally. Or like somebody's like nose or their
like
something random.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, random.
Mm-hmm.
So how long did it take for you to make this?
So I honestly don't know how long it took for that song because I write so many. But what I'll do is I'll like sit down and just like listen to instrumentals. And I'll just write, like, ideas for a whole bunch of songs. So, like, maybe, like, 5 songs,
no, I feel
10 songs.
That.
And then throughout time, I'll look at the ideas and see which one I want to develop. So I think in one session, like, maybe an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, I'll just have, like, 10 ideas, 15 ideas for, like, hooks and stuff. And then I'm like, you know what? This one I want to pursue.
So then I'll work ethic.
I'll get my team from Cuba, which is my boy Yan Lay right here. He's recording for me. You guys don't know he does music as well.
Applause to him.
But I have like a production team, an engineering team. And what they'll do is they'll create the vision. So I'll have the vision for a song and they'll put the instrumental together for me.
All right.
And I'm kind of like, we'll work together hand in hand to like get it to where it needs to be.
Right.
But lyrically though, it flows. It flows out.
So you more of a writer?
I'm a writer. I'm a writer first, and then everything else second.
Really?
Yeah.
So what platforms can we find your music on?
It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music.
Oh, you everywhere. You everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you put in like Leon Smile, or you put Leon All I Know, or Leon So Wrong. Because if you listen to So Wrong, it's a whole different feel.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
It's more of like If I'm so wrong and the way I'm living is so wrong and everything I'm doing is so wrong,
yeah,
you show me the way to do it.
Copy.
It's like a
ooh, okay.
And this song is more like the beauty.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
Felt. Like with the other thing too, like I feel that way when somebody who doesn't do like the art starts critiquing it mad hard. Like somebody who doesn't dance starts like being like super harsh on a dancer,
yeah,
or somebody
yeah,
who like can't sing at all is like, they didn't hit that note.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bro, because you know what it is though, right? It's like
the jealousy.
You have the jealousy.
Ooh,
yeah,
could, yeah.
But also the influences that helped raise that person. Because sometimes you have people who had a dream and it just
got shut down.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Yeah. Got shut down hard. So now they're like, nah, you got to be realistic.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the word they'll use. You got to be realistic.
You got to be a realist.
But in reality though, anybody, one man can make a huge difference. You know what I mean? Like, you see it all throughout history, one man making a difference. You look at Gandhi, you look at Jesus, you look at Buddha, you look at Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. You got, it goes on and on.
It goes on and on.
But the thing is, like, we're one in a million, yes, which is a small statistic.
Yeah.
However, we're one in a million.
One in a million.
It's like, bro, we can be a difference and we can make an impact, but it just, we have to believe it more than others do. Because if society's going one way and they don't believe it, then we're naturally not going to believe it with them. So it's like, nah, if we want to be a difference, then we got to believe and we got to trust and go forward. And when everybody else is doubting, they're going to see it in time.
In time
they're going to see it. But we've seen it now.
And it's all about the boundaries you set for yourself, too. Because if you say you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it. You're not going to be able to apply yourself.
Literally.
It's like, I don't know. Me personally, I was never able to grasp the writing.
Because
me... At least me, I'm a freestyler. Like,
yeah.
It gotta come from the top of the dome with me. Like, it's like something about writing, like, I can't grasp it.
But you know what helps out with people who freestyle? Because that's how I write my songs freestyling.
Really?
So something that helps out with the freestyling is, like, remember how I said, like, I have like 10 ideas?
Yeah.
It's because I'm freestyling over the track. So for someone who freestyles, like, if you was to freestyle, record yourself freestyling, and when a good idea comes out, when you listen back and you have a good idea, use that and start from there.
Ooh.
You know, because then it gives you an idea or a flow, a certain flow that you like to develop off of.
Like, record all the stuff, the good and the bad. And then when you get something good, you can just take all the bad stuff out and then you gotta expand on that.
Or even if you don't have the words, but you have like the melody, the idea that you want to go with, you record
that feeling.
Yeah.
A lot of the time when you're like writing stuff, for me at least, it starts more as like a feeling than like any particular
any
idea.
Yeah.
It's like it comes from me and then I gotta work around it to
figure out how to express it.
Yeah, exactly.
Figure out how to express it. I mean, one thing with me, like, since I was young, you know what I mean? Like, I grew in the Bronx, New York, and I would always hear these songs. Like, I'd be walking up in the street and stuff, and just these ideas. So, like, I'm with friends, and we're just joking around. I start, like, singing something random, just joking around, and it would be decent, you know? Like, oh,
right?
Well, this can kind of be something, you know?
Nah, that's so, dead how it be.
I would be, like, looking on YouTube, like, trying to find instrumentals to match the song, and I could never find one. You know, so then I started writing over other people's instrumentals. And then later on, I went to college and school and learned how to engineer.
Really?
And produce.
You know, that's what I do.
Fire, bro.
I'll search them on YouTube, rap on someone else's instrumental. Now, speaking of instrumentals, I got one right here. So, I don't know if you want to jump in with me.
We'll see.
I wanted to show you.
It got to be a hard instrumental.
Wanted to show you how I go.
I might leave it for you because your freestyles hit harder than mine.
I'm gonna need like a word, like something.
Alright, just a word.
Yeah, give me a word.
Going hard.
Alright, people going crazy, go hard like you go crazy, like it's Super Bowl. I see people, I know they go crazy. People look at me and be like, that boy is a dummy. He go lazy, I go stupid. I don't really know, I'm ruthless. Brody call me shark, cause I got shark bite. I don't really know, cause I know people, they be so fright. They be like, it's so scared, bro, he is just in the bite. I don't really know, I feel for bait, I don't need no Sprite. Cold ice, I don't really know, like it be gold bite. I don't really know, I know people like they should switch the flow. People like these lemons, I like picking trees. I don't really know, I feel like it's 100 degrees. People see me, they be like he ain't like no mystery. People call him Batman cause he swear he a mystery. Boy, I be like Robin, like your boy, I be like smiling. Bro, he say he lemon, I know people see me shining.
Hey.
people see me shining. Control up the lead, and I know people, they be grinding. People like to crush the dreams, I know they be like dying. I don't really know, cause I know people be like lying. I don't really know, Brody, he flying sky high. Had to chase a dream, Brody, get the stacks now. I don't really know, Brody, just kinda get your packs now. Like it's Pac-Man, calm down now.
Hey, counting the tracks, look back at the past. It doesn't really matter, cause this is facts. What's that? Did you say I'm trash? It doesn't really matter what you think, cause I'm back on the brink. And if you think I'm done, then you're really mistaken, cause I haven't even started to run.
Yeah. I was just doing it. People, they looking, they wanna go see it, but I was just going and ruin it. What did you mean? What did I do? People, they looking, they wanna go too. What? We're going and going to do. Doing nothing just like Kung Fu. I was just off of the mind, off of the spine. People, they looking, they wanna go hear it. I was just doing my dance on the beat. Dancing to see it. So tell me what it is like. People looking all right. About to do this all night.
Dance on the beat, so elite. I'm fly, look at me. Doesn't really matter, I'm one on the dance floor that you're trying to compete with. Too elite. What's that? Trying to combat? Doesn't really matter. Count the stacks. 10 to 1. What's that?
Alright.
Bro, look, you have to record that. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
because you had good ideas. So if you record that, then you put the words to it.
You see, my thing is like, when I rap, I realize I be having to slow myself down to a point. Because it's like, I genuinely talk fast. So like, I slow my talking down. So that way, it's like I'm not annoying people or like I'm talking your ear. Yeah. So like, I have to slow myself down and catch myself. So it's like when I do music, when I rap, it's like I don't gotta do that for nobody, because it's like, what you gonna do? Critique me and something that I do for fun, or like I could go beyond. Like there's always a beat that I could switch a flow on. Like that one that we just had, this one. I be like, hold on, these people are shy. I don't really know, keep track. Brody, he coming down, counting stacks. I don't really know, bro, got a flash. Hold on, step back, no Curry 3. I don't really know, it's blurry to me. Control, hold the lead. I know people copy beats. I know people going sweet. I know people counting trees. I know people got the 100 degrees. They counting the stacks. Hold on. Back, I don't even know, cause I know these people, they switching the flow. I know these people can't even just sit down. I know people, they climbing the trees now. Brody, what did you say? I know Brody, he like climbing the trees now. Rock a vibe, put him to sleep now. Control the lead, now he copy out.
He said, put him to sleep, they about to go out. I was just killing the beat, we was just doing my thing. It was just killing the thing. They was just looking like, who was the queen? Nah, they be the king. They was just rocking it, people they pocketing it. Wanna go see it, I go and I lock it. They never they see it, I'm doing my, I said, everybody got a different spirit, so they trying to do their thing now. I was really going, hit them with the freestyle. Going like all out. I was just chilling and chilling my words. People, they looking at me so observe. I studied the actions and verbs. I gotta put in the number of verbs.
Hold on, they say fly as a bird, my fool. They say they fly like a bird. You listen to Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, WGXC, and we them.
97 on the beat, 90.7
on the beat.
90.7 the beat. People looking and they wanting to eat. I go do it, son, I'm going to sleep. Going to sleep, now I put them to sleep. Cause I go and I'm knocking it. People looking, they go in the pocket it. I just doing my thing and I rock with it. What you mean you was rocking, you rocking it? I just go and I step hard when I go crazy. People looking, that's so wavy. Gotta do this my whole team. Whole team, my whole ladies. I'm ready on the road. People, they asking the goals. I'ma show you what I know. We just shut up the flows.
Yeah. All right. Look, I feel a little bad, so I gotta put on a bad beat for my mans here. So
see, the thing is, like with you saying that, I only do good with pressure. I gotta have a certain kind of
pressure. Copy. Look, I got this one, because you know, I always got a whole bunch of beats.
Yeah. I either go hard or I miss completely.
Ooh, all right. Y'all, you know I love my beats
melodic.
This is melodic. Like I gotta have a guitar and a beat or something with bass.
Melodic, I like that word. See my
cedar. Hold on,
this is my style, right?
Really?
Yeah, something like this. I said, I'm about to go and hit it like a free throw. People they were seeing, but I see though. Always on my grind, then I see oh. Asking all these questions, then I be oh. Always on the grind to the mission. Never they were facing opposition. I know that I'm sorry if I missed it. I gotta go get it. And my crazy, my voices came back too.
Hey, put them to sleep, cause they're only messing with me in their dreams. I'm so elite, I'm at the top. You can't reach. If you tried, then you wouldn't even mess with me, okay? Can't touch me, I like I'm shining armor. Coming at you, can't stop. I'm at the top, okay? Pass it on, the mic keeps on going on and on. It's tight, right?
They said like the opposition, any hint, and I don't really know. I know that these people, they be like missing. Shooting like a free throw, like I'm hardened. Step back, I know that these people say like smiling. Hold on, people look like diamonds. I don't really know, cause I know giant, wait, grinding. I don't really know how to sweep it, switch up on the flow.
Hey. The difference between a fake smile and a genuine one. Coming at you for royal to have some fun. Hold on, I gotta snap, look back to what I did and then copy that. I gotta apply myself, trying really hard. Doesn't really matter, going like a free throw, yeah. Into the car, going far, doesn't really matter, going hard, okay.
Yo, I said, impression making diamonds, I'ma make it right. The people wanna see it, so we bout to fight. I'm riding real slow, riding like a bike. They looking at me, so it's on sight. Get it, I got it, I go. People, they looking, they say it for sure. I was just killing it with all the flows. Wanna go say it, I'm sorry, you know. Everybody gotta feel. Shout out to the people that be healing. Yeah, we was on the mission with the feeling.
Shout out to the people that be healing. You gotta heal your spirit, you gotta get in it. You gotta be able to feel it. You gotta grab the steering wheel and you gotta steer it. Ay. On the mission, you feel it. Doesn't really matter, accomplish it and peel it. Ay. Peel back the layers so you find the real you. And then you gotta be real to the real you. It's real obtuse, but it doesn't really matter, cause it's just the truth.
Hey, there all you right. go.
Alright.
And on a strong note.
Right, so again, if you want to hear stuff like that.
But the crazy thing is, too, people don't know this, right? But my voice was gone for 25 days. So my last event in Shokan that I had, I lost my voice and it was completely gone.
Like,
and
gone.
Gone. And then, like, I was, like, fighting. I couldn't sing for a while, bro. It was crazy. So now that this show's coming, I can almost sing, but I'm not where I used to be. Fair. But I can at least hit the notes now.
Yeah.
But, bro, imagine 25 days of you not being able to record.
Being a mute.
Bro, it's crazy.
It's pure agony.
Jammed out at that concert. Not being able to speak.
I did way too much with my voice that I shouldn't have done.
Again, if y'all want to see stuff like that, hear stuff like that, not including us, but including him, January
14th. Yes, sir.
5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Location, Catskill at Currens.
Yeah, we got to get you guys for one of the next ones, bro.
Right? Yeah, no, I'd be glad to come on.
Because the beautiful thing is, like, yo, people with different genres come in. We got a guy doing soul pop. We got him doing Afrobeat, romantic, Spanish. You know, you got me doing a little bit of melodic stuff. You have a slower singer, you know, really emotional, a comedian, a poet, a storyteller. It's like, yo, we get all these different people with different talents, and we just embrace them.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, listen, new beginnings is for everybody. Like, this is a new year. We can make a difference, you know?
Right.
Not above that, too. You want to do a collab with the Clubhouse? Well, I'm back.
I'm not going to cap, bro.
We call him our cult leader, Kai.
Where?
Like, he would be down for that.
Yo,
like,
Kai, bro.
Bro, I'm not going to cap, bro. I love it when people come on a show and you just have great chemistry. Bro. Like, especially like when you rap it and like you sing it, bro, the back and forth be so great.
Speaking of, what's today? It's Friday the 13th. You want to play that Friday the 13th beat?
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, wait. I'm talking about the remix.
Oh, remix?
Yeah, the one we can rap on.
Oh, okay. I was expecting that one. Hold on, my fault. I got you. I'll look that up in real time. Hold on, remix. Got you right now. Friday 13th remix. Do you have a certain one or doesn't matter?
No, just like a type beat, like on Friday 13th.
Alright. Now you putting me on spot. Not me smelling.
But yeah, bro. I definitely encourage you though. Like when you freestyle, record it. Record yourself. And then, because if you can freestyle, if it can sound catchy, then all you got to add the words that make sense. You know what I mean? And tell your story, whatever the story is.
Yeah, I get that. A lot of the times I'll be freestyling, right? And I'll be like, what did I say? And then I can't.
Completely forget. Yeah. Or what I do is like, if I forget something, I'll have my phone as I'm writing it. Like, I'll tape it.
Yeah.
Or my phone, as I'm saying it, I'll tape it. And it's like, my thing is like, I can never recreate how it sounded when I first said it.
Yeah. It's like, because you was inspired in that moment. It came out.
And it like, and then you do it, and you're like, what? How did I say it? How did I say it in this way? You're just like, bro, it's crazy. Shoot, dang. I don't know if I want to play another tight beat, if I want to play the 630 News. I like the vibe we got here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I kind of forgot it. I only really want to waste 5 minutes in it.
640 News? 640 News?
640 News? Ooh. 640 News. That. 640 News sound like the vibe. Yep. 640 News. Forget about 630, you know.
we never do it just that. Says news update.
It just says news update. We never have an actual time. It used to be like 630 on the dot. Now we just don't care.
It's like, it's like you're going to get it at some point.
As long as you guys get the news.
Word.
But news right now, like the news to you, is that you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, 90.7
yes.
FM.
Yes. And Clubhouse Radio, 90.7.
Word. And again, I am your sound engineer, DJ Sean Money, with my host,
DJ Cola, and we got these guests.
Our guest,
Leon and Yanle.
Yes. Now, this is a Friday the 13th type beat. It says it's from last year. I just looked this up. I have no experience with this beat. He had no experience just with this beat. Here we go.
All right. Okay. Look.
Which of
right off the bat here.
Now me. I would be like something like, what is your vibe? What is your vibe? Do you just die? I don't know lie. I do not lie. What about you?
Hey, coming in free for all, just like Jaws. Coming in, never really gonna stop on the jog.
All right. I'll be like. And then you hear something like a beat drop. Oh my goodness. No, everything went away. Then you hear something like a beat drop that always got to pick up somewhere. And it's like, yeah. Now, me being me, because I'm goofy, that was the first where I've ever exited out something that I was listening to. But, you know, thank God for YouTube, you know, thank God for history, like, shoot.
All right, now what we're gonna do is
it would be cool too if you guys did like a four bar and then the next person jumps off in four bars.
Yeah, right.
Because then it
builds up.
Yeah, it's
cool. Yeah. What do you? All right.
Like just four bars and then the person takes the last word and then goes with that last word.
All right. Hey, I got you. I'll try this one, cause again, this is on you. All right,
I'll start over. My fault.
All right, you go. I'll go.
I can go second or third. I'm gonna start it.
Okay, I'll start. I'll try. No promise.
I always don't need to start. I always start these.
I can try.
All right. You gotta catch it.
Coming in like Freddy Krueger, got the shark claw.
Hold on.
Coming in just like Freddy Krueger, coming at you just with the maneuver. You can't see me, cause I'm 2D. See me, put on your movie.
This is so hard to catch, bruh.
Is it? Do you want me to change it?
No, I want you to go on it.
I want you to go on it. Okay. Alright, I had to just get it fast. I don't really know, I just really just had to get cash. I had to go get it back. I had to just go double up on my bag. Hold on, tag. I know these people they tracking. I know that these people they watching. Cap locks, I don't know the discussion. Cap locks, ain't really no discussion.
He said there's no capping. The people be rapping. We about to go crazy. We about to go off. People they looking, they wanna go see it. We about to go do it. We catch like the malls. If you didn't see what I gotta be. People looking, they say that they onto me. I was doing them playing Monopoly. They were saying, gotta go rivalry.
This not Monopoly, but I'm counting up my funds, ay. This not Monopoly, but you know we having some fun, ay.
Hold on, they don't know about me, but they read about me and they swear I'm too cocky. I don't really know they people be watching. I swear these people, they moving like zombies. I swear these people, they moving like sheep. I swear these people, they moving like rocks. I don't really know, cause I know that these people can't stop me. I know they moving like cops.
He said, the people be moving, they about to go off. I'm about to go do it, I'm about to go dance. About to go do it, we going in. Wanna go see it, I'm about to
okay.
Everybody got a situation. Yeah. I'm about to bring it to the attention patient. People looking, saying, so participating. So participating with precipitation. I'm
The beat stopped.
Yeah, you caught it, and then it went away, and you still caught
he
it.
He dead caught.
You caught the air.
I caught it right on the field.
No funny. He dead caught it. But as of right now,
because that being said,
my rookie mistake, I wanted to X out the tabs, which y'all don't know that. Well, y'all know that now because I told y'all. But now it's 640 news. Here you go.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Andrea Mako reports at Porcupine Soup that a Rensselaerville man is the latest local to be arrested for his part of the attempted coup in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. Troy Weeks, 37, who used to live in Greenville, was arrested on January 10. He was charged with obstruction of law enforcement during civil disorder, entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, engaging in physical violence in a restricted building or grounds, impeding passage through the Capitol grounds or buildings, and assaulting, resisting, or impeding certain officers. The criminal complaint against Weeks says in part, and I quote, law enforcement identified an individual who pushed against police and stole a can of oleoresin capcaicin spray from a police officer while located near the entrance to the U.S. Capitol, end quote. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says they found him through an Instagram account belonging to a woman with the last name of Weeks. An estimated 979 defendants have been charged so far in the attempted coup, including several from the Hudson Valley. And you can read the full story at Porcupine Soup. The Catskill Central School District Board of Education selected Melissa A. Barrow to be its next superintendent of schools at its meeting on January 11. Barrow takes over on February 12. Barrow said, and I quote, I am honored and excited to be selected as the next superintendent of the Catskill Central School District. I look forward to working with the board, staff, and families to continue to build upon the strengths of the district while creating new opportunities for student success, end quote. She was most recently assistant superintendent of student programs, assessment, and evaluation in the East Ramapo Central School District in Rockland County. Before that, Barrow was an instructional supervisor, then director. She boasts of increasing the graduation rate there of English language learners by 26% and recently established a high school newcomer academy to support new students as they transition to high school. Board President Deborah Johnson said, and I quote, Melissa Barrow stood out among a strong pool of candidates. Her skills, experiences, and enthusiasm make her the right person to lead Catskill CSD. The board looks forward to working with Melissa, end quote. 12 parents, staff, and community members assisted the board in interviewing 4 semifinalists for the job. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Catskill Advisory Group believes the 700,000-acre Catskill Park needs, and I quote, intensive management, end quote, because of so many new visitors since the beginning of the pandemic. Attendance in the park doubled between 2018 and 2021, according to the report from the group. Locally, this can be seen in the town of Hunter, where hundreds of cars illegally park along both sides of the narrow Route 23A just before Catskill Fall throughout the summer and fall. All those visitors, the report says, and I quote, has resulted in the degradation of certain natural resources, public safety hazards on mountainside roads, overcrowding at trailheads, litter, illegal camping, and more, end quote. And has, and I quote, stretched thin local services such as fire, ambulance, police, and mountain rescue teams, end quote. The group was formed in October 2020 with town leaders, local business people, and members of conservation groups to study and make recommendations about the increase in visitors. But the Department of Environmental Conservation, which manages the 700,000-acre Catskill Park, has staffing levels similar to the 1980s. The report recommends the DEC continue to use permit systems in the most crowded areas of the park and adding a small AM radio station to alert arrivals of important information. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, hello, hello. Again, we're back. Because my rookie mistake, I'm closing my jabs. I get it. My bad. But, again, I'm DJ Sean Money, your sound engineer. Also, I'm with my host,
DJ Cola.
And you're listening to 90.7 FM on WGXC Radio. And I am also with our lovely, lovely, fantastic guest,
Leon.
Copy.
What's good, bro?
Alright, so we've been rapping, talking about stuff, showing a vibe, and on air and off air. Not gonna lie, I like his shoes, like his camera, man. Birdie Shitty Chill. I'm messing with the purple and blue vibes. You know. But the thing is, it's just like the shoes.
The shoes, the shoes. That's him.
No.
He loves
your shoes. Your shoes,
Copy.
Your shoes, like. I love me some ones. Ones is where it's at. Feel me? Yep. Ones got my heart. But it's like, I don't know what your shoes is. I ain't never seen your shoes in my life.
Yeah, bro. It's just color.
And, like, no funny. Like, I swear your shoes came out of, like, what's that big printer? Nah. What's that big printer? A 3D printer. Your shoes look like they came out of a 3D printer.
That's fire, bro.
Because the bottom.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, that being said, with the chilling and the vibe, let's move it along to, like, the event. So, like...
Yeah, the event. January 14th.
What are you most excited for?
Bro, I'm excited personally. For community. Like, everybody popping out. Like, I meet so many artists, bro, because I'm always around people. I'm always interested in knowing about people and hearing their story.
Really?
So, when people speak their story and others connect with it, like, that's beautiful for me.
So... Wow. So I've heard this, like, saying before. I forget who said it, but it's like, when we're together, the good times multiply and the bad times divide.
Yo, that's very true. And it's because we get to encourage each other, you know what I mean? Everybody's encouraging
like,
each other.
Like, the best stuff I write is after I, like, come home from having a good day here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, then I'm in the mood, I got the zone, and then I'll freestyle
or perform. Either that or being under pressure.
Yup.
Yeah, right?
So I'm looking at this list, and I realize... You were like the last one to go.
Well, I close it. I close the show.
Do you do that every time? Or?
I do, yeah. But we got a little surprise in the beginning, too. So they get a little sneak peek. And then they're going to get the whole real thing at the end.
Number three and number four look pretty interesting.
What's the names? Number three and four.
Nico?
Nico, yeah.
And
he's a story
guy. David.
And David, so he's actually a saxophone player.
Ooh.
Yeah. He got like instrumentals and plays a saxophone over it.
Now hook me up with him, like a piano and saxophone beat, or like I could bring my guitar.
Right, bro. He's down for those.
Now, people make it instrumental for you, or you look them up on YouTube stuff.
So what I do, I have my team that makes the instrumentals for me. So all I need is an idea. Once I have an idea, I hit up the guys like, yo, this is what I want, and I produce too. So I stop producing. Completely, because I did too much. So I was engineering, producing, recording, writing, and also working full time. So it was like, dang, I gotta divide it up.
That's kind of what I'm in right now. Like, I'm trying to teach myself how to produce. I already do it off top of the dome. I can write to a certain extent. I get pretty good feedback from other people. When I'm actually like locked in, I'm like, yo, I need to do this and then the third right now. But then it's like, I got other things to do. I got work. stuff like that. So it's like, I'm learning myself how to do beats.
Yeah.
I'm freestyling other beats. Sometimes I'll hop on friends' tracks and I'm like, it's so much, but then it's like, after a while, you get kind of sick of looking at like beats.
Yeah,
you can't like profit off of or feel like you've had a part in it.
Yeah.
So it's like, my thing is, like, I need to know the connection so I can get beats made for me. Because, like, I'm always, like, even, like, for example, right now, real quick, my fault. Yeah, man. Background music, yeah. So, my fault. I can always make something. Like, if I don't have a beat, I make something in my head. And you, I don't know if it's just me, because I'm pretty sure we all do music in here. So, you ever just think of something, like a verse in your head, like with no beat, and you feel like there's a beat out there, but it don't exist?
Yeah, so what I would do, right, when I have like a verse that's sticking out to me, something like that, is first I would like rap it, and while I'm rapping it, find the tempo. Like, I want to know the tempo of that beat. Mm. And I'm like, is it 70 BPM? Is it 80? Is it 90? And I want to record it. I want to record myself rapping it at that tempo, and then hit up the producers like, yo, this is the idea I have. Or even if you produce, because I can produce.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll like create the 808s, put the kick, the snare, and I'll give them like an idea, you know, with the piano over or whatever, and I give them an idea. This is what I'm going for. And then I'm like, I want you guys to go this route with it. And they'll develop that beat from scratch. You see? So then the idea doesn't just go to waste. It ends up becoming something.
Because that's what happened to me. Like, as like a 17-year-old kid, I don't really got too many connections. It's like, I don't know which way to go, because there'd be times like I'd be like, yo, I really want to pursue rapping. But then I'll get distracted and I'll be like, something pulling me away from the music outlet, that spot. Because mind you, I do sports. So it's like,
what kind of sports do you play?
I play football and basketball.
Fire.
But I put basketball to the side, because at the time, I was getting so much negativity. And it was like, because my dream was to be like, I wanted to go to college and play basketball. Like, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then I rolled my ankle. And it was like, shoot, dang, I'm scared to jump on it too much. But then I found football, because at the time, I was a young kid. And I was 14, 15. And I was like, I had so much anger. Like, I've always been anger driven.
Yeah.
And you can't hit people in football. Like, and you can't not, hit and not people get in basketball.
It's great. Yeah, yeah.
And then my friend was like, yo, do football with me. No, mind you, I'm Haitian. I'm part Haitian. So my friend, I was like, we made a bet, us. So my friend, he's fully Haitian. And I was like, yo, if I play football with you, you got to teach me how to speak French.
Fire.
Never happened. I got bits and pieces.
It was a good idea, though.
Yeah, it was a good idea. I got into football. Like,
yeah.
So I got into football, and I immediately loved it. Like, I immediately loved it. Like, it was to the point, like, it was so bad. Because, mind you, my mom didn't all do football. It was like, I'll never forget this, because I feel like this really made me. Like, it made me find out I can have more dreams than just one.
Yeah, and encourage you to get more opportunities and seek them out.
So it was like, if it doesn't have to do with music, like, it was to the point where my second year of football, they played my song. Like, you know, like, because, like, every team, you run out to a certain song. I'm in the front. Like, I'm the first one in line. Like, first, second. And my brother, like, I really consider him my brother. He's, like, next to me, because there's two lines in a split. We're right next to each other, looking at each other, like, yo. I'm like, yo, that's my song. If you just run out.
I just encourage you.
It just motivated me. But, yeah. My thing is, like, I need hope. Finding someone to produce a beat. Because I have the ideas. I can be motivated. I can rap. But it's like, then it gets to the
right
engineering.
Right.
And the beat making. And it's like,
the digital stuff.
Yeah. I literally have a team that does that.
Really?
Right.
You know what I mean? So we talk about it.
Yeah.
But that's something that I do. Because it's like, I'm telling you, like, especially I went to school, right, for production and engineering.
Yeah.
And for me, it was like, I need to figure out how to create instrumentals for the songs that were coming to my head. But when I actually started, like, producing everything myself and recording myself and rapping and writing, and after, like, a few years, it was just like, bro, this is too much. Because I'm, like, over-perfecting each track. So I'm putting something up, a little down, a little up, a little down, a little this, a little that. And time goes by and the track's not out and I'm still on one track.
Yeah, as a perfectionist.
Yeah, as a perfectionist, bro, you just stay stuck there. You have, like, so many ideas.
That's the thing with finding other beats. That's why I don't... The digital side is hard for me. I like to write stuff, like, acoustically, like, on instruments.
Yeah, it comes natural to you.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like, me with the keyboard, I'm the same way.
Yeah, right? I play guitar, keyboard, ukulele.
So. Me, I like something with a little bit, boom, like bass.
And when you hear that bass, it motivates you.
Oh, bass, like, too. I forgot.
That's also something, that and melodics. So it's like, that's because growing up, as a black kid, that's all I really heard. So it's like, I always need something with bass, something that hit hard, something that hit heavy. But then it's like, I know stuff that's always calm, you feel me? Because I was always a calm / angry kid, you feel me? So it's like, that. I played, growing up, I played flute and I played drums. Like, I always played drums. Yeah. I always loved the drums. So
I didn't know the flute. I knew you played drums.
I played drums, baritone, and flute. I didn't like the flute, so they put me to baritone, and from baritone, I got put to drums.
But you know what, though? I relate to that, dude, because when I grew up in the Bronx, right, I was very angry as a kid. You know, so I was fighting a lot. And some of the things, too, was like, you wouldn't even be looking out for fights, but just fights would come to you. And it's like, you step down or you step up.
And it makes a break.
Go big or go home.
But my problem was I always stepped up. And then I would win. So now I'm fighting three guys. I'm fighting four. You know, like, it was just different. But what I realized is that the mentality of the people around me, it consumes if you're always around it. You know what I mean? If you're always around
anger
or negativity, then it's what comes to you naturally. And it was like, I was the type of kid, like, naturally, I was the type of kid that was like, always want to joke around, want to laugh.
Yeah,
smile.
Right.
That's how I am.
Like, that was in me. I like smiling. I like laughing.
Word.
But the environment I grew up in, it was looked down on. You know, like, oh, why are you so cheesy? Why are you so this?
Yeah, you're a clown, bro. Why, like, you're a joke. Da, da, da.
Yeah, so they,
like, being bubbly is like being.
It's too much for that environment.
Too weird.
Yeah. Well, at least in my experience.
Yeah,
so,
same here.
So people would, like, tell me, like, yo, you know, calm down. Don't be like that. Be like this. And then you adapt to the environment. And then you realize you get numb to it.
Like, you get numb to it.
But you're not you anymore. Now you're someone else. And you don't know who you are. You're just adapting to those around you.
This song fits with perfectly with it. Hold on. Goodbye, ordinary people.
Oh, wait. My fault. As of right now, y'all know the time. Y'all don't watch our show so much. But if you haven't, again, you're listening to 90.7 FM on WDXC.
Clubhouse Radio.
Yes, sir. As of right now, it is 6:57. Our show ends at 8.
You're looking at your clock.
I said 8:07. My apologies.
You're looking at your clocks. You're looking at your watch, your phone time. You might be even looking at your oven or your microwave. And if you're not, I'm here to tell you, we're about to wrap up. It's coming on 6:58. So,
Now, again, I hope that your grandma's bird and dog and cat and maybe your uncle and maybe your goldfish's cat and maybe your angels that be watching you and in the paint and the wall and everything else around you is listening too. Because, you know, you love your dudes. You love Clubhouse Radio. Spot where you get to hear valid vibes, us rapping on radio, and other goofy stuff among that time.
But also, not only just that, but the fact that tomorrow there's a whole event of poetry and music with food, the whole nine. So, like, listen, if you got plans to be somewhere, cancel me.
Cancel.
Like, cancel. Pop out. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it.
You know? Well, guess what? We're going to be there.
I want to see you guys be there. Word. You know, and I want to see how inspired you guys get because, you know, we all in this together.
Again, it's at Currents in Catskill, January 14th, 5:30, 7:30. And the entry on the flyer says is $20. So just be aware of that. As of right now, thank you for listening. It is now 6:59. I just want to say thanks for listening. Thank you for being on our show.
That being said, it's never goodbye. It's see you later.
Yeah.
Have a good night, guys.